Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Breaking news just dropped, and it's a massive win for President Trump and his administration. The Supreme Court just handed down not one, but multiple victories in the span of just days. Make sure to stick with me to the very end of this video, because we're going to see precisely how these massive wins completely reshape immigration enforcement and federal power dynamics in ways that will echo through American politics for years to come. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age all over the world that you are making possible. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. So yesterday, September 8th, the Supreme Court delivered what can only be described as a game-changing 6-3 decision that basically gives Trump everything he wants on immigration enforcement. The decision specifically allows Trump's ICE operations to resume their very aggressive, very successful enforcement tactics in Los Angeles after old grease monkey himself, Gavin Newsom, took Trump to court over it. I mean, after all, we can't have the law enforced. This is California, right? That would be illegal. For California Democrats, enforcing the law should be illegal. So anyway, Trump appealed to the Supreme Court, and after an injunction was issued by an LA court. And to say that Gavin Newsom got smacked down on that would be an understatement. What came out of the Supreme Court yesterday, I mean, gang, it wasn't just any ordinary ruling. This decision completely and totally overturns every single lower court restriction that had essentially handcuffed federal immigration agents up until this point. Here's what makes this absolutely unprecedented. The court is now allowing ICE agents to conduct what critics call roving patrols, where they can stop and detain individuals based on factors including race, language, occupation, and location. Again, up until this point, leftist activist judges have been hamstringing ICE agents, accusing them of basically racial profiling in their mass deportation efforts. And the Supreme Court, I kid you not, responded to that by saying, obviously there's going to be a racial component in identifying illegal migrants. Obviously, there's going to be an occupational component in identifying illegal migrants. I mean, you're the guys who are obsessed with identity. Don't you think identity, the basic components of identity are going to factor into identifying illegal migrants? And that's exactly what Justice Brett Kavanaugh wrote in his concurring opinion. He said that while apparent ethnicity alone cannot furnish reasonable suspicion, it is, of course, a relevant factor when combined with considering other elements. In other words, obviously, you can't arrest someone solely because they're Mexican. You can't deport someone solely because they're Mexican. But the fact that they are Mexican can indeed work in conjunction with other factors that will indeed get them arrested and deported. Now, the implications of this decision are absolutely staggering. Justice Sonia Sotomayor, writing for the three liberal dissenters, my, that's a lonely club, warned that this ruling, quote, effectively declares that all Latinos, whether U.S. citizens or not, who occupy low-wage positions, are vulnerable to being apprehended at any moment. And again, I just have to scratch my head at these feeble attempts by liberals at the art of reasoning. Look, if you don't, Sotomayor, if you don't want Latinos working in low-wage positions subject to possible arrest, then don't flood the nation with illegal migrants. It's that simple. I think she's saying the quiet part out loud here. I mean, this has always been the goal of the political left the entire time. The goal has always been to get the vast majority of the country to equivocate between legal and illegal, citizen and non-citizen, so as to open the door for mass amnesty, which liberals believe would keep them in power indefinitely. Look, Sotomayor says the quiet part out loud here. My concern is for all Latinos, legal or illegal. It doesn't matter. Yes, it freaking does. Yes, there is a universe of difference between a citizen and a non-citizen. Someone who's here legally and someone is here illegally. Somebody who should not be here in the first place. There is a universe of difference between the two. The fact that you have a sitting Supreme Court justice who's supposed to be a defender of the law of the land, in effect saying blatantly, it doesn't matter if you break the law, is shocking. It is the epitome. It summarizes perfectly the absolute absurdity of modern day liberalism. Now, what makes this victory even more significant is how it completely dismantles California's, desperate attempts to obstruct federal immigration enforcement. Remember, this all started when a federal judge in L.A. had identified what was considered a mountain of evidence that ICE operations were violating constitutional rights. Again, they weaponize everything. They weaponize the law. They weaponize race. They weaponize occupation. They weaponize everything. Anything and everything to advance Democrat power. So this judge put an injunction on these ICE agents. Then the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, widely regarded as one of the most liberal courts in the nation, they're often referred to as the Ninth Circus. Well, they, of course, upheld that injunction. So the Trump administration went straight to the Supreme Court. And they brought, and thankfully the Supreme Court brought constitutional reasoning to bear, basically sweeping all of these injunctions aside in one decision. The greasy-haired governor himself, Gruesome Newsom, openly admitted that the Supreme Court decision has utterly devastated the progressive resistance in California, which, again, keep in mind, it is a progressive resistance against enforcing the law. That's the key. Liberals are all about, are all standing against enforcing the law. Grease Monkey Newsom called it a validation of racial terror. There's that weaponization of race again. And he claimed Trump's private police force, you mean ICE agents? Trump's private police force now has a green light to come after you and your family. Well, I mean, no, they don't, Gavin. I mean, because my family is here legally. You see, again, as the conservatives in the Supreme Court have affirmed, we see a very clear line of demarcation between a citizen and a non-citizen. Someone who obeys the law and someone who breaks it. But given that you don't know the difference between a man and a woman, I'm not surprised that you're equally confused over legal and illegal. Karen Bass, the borderline illiterate mayor of L.A., she, of course, spewed her predictable dribble when she said that the decision threatens, and I'm quoting, quote, threatens the fabric of personal freedom in America. Whatever the hell that means. I mean, these Marxist lunatics, they are the last people on the planet who could lecture anyone about freedom. And now, thankfully, you can fight back against these woke tyrants. And ironically, it's so easy. We fight back by personally, financially flourishing. They can't do anything to us when we are financially flourishing. And that amazing news here is with the return of Trump, there's actually never been a better time for freedom-loving Americans to take control of our financial future. And there's no better way for you to see your finances flourish than with investing in crypto, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and the like. But you know, if you're like me, it's the volatility that kind of freaks you out, kind of intimidating. The extreme highs are great, but what about the equally extreme lows? Well, gang, guess what? Your experience of that volatility is now officially a thing of the past. Meet Block Trust IRA. They have a super AI system that Bitcoin Magazine has named the number one crypto technology platform in the world. That's among 1,500 global competitors. And what that super AI does is it works 24/7 to analyze global market data, and it predicts with uncanny accuracy the highs and the lows of crypto volatility. And so Block Trust IRA will then sell at the highs and then buy again at the lows, which mitigates the volatility all the while you stand to make incredible gains. That's why I'm a proud client of Block Trust IRA. I've got my own account with them, and gang, I'm just gonna tell you, I absolutely love them, and you will too. Their mission perfectly aligns with President Trump's Make America Great Again agenda, smashing down the barriers between loyal patriots and the financial freedom you deserve, helping true Americans build impressive wealth in Trump's historic economic boom. So it doesn't matter what season of life you're in, if you're a retiree, if you're a teacher, if you're a truck driver, small business owner, this is your chance to get into the crypto market with AI mitigating your volatility risk. So what are you waiting for? Click on that link below right now or visit turleytalkscrypto.com and find out how they can help you join the Trump financial revolution that's finally giving forgotten Americans access to the greatest crypto wealth opportunity in history. And the best part, for a limited time, they're offering you up to $2,500 in bonus crypto when you open up an account with them. You heard that right, $2,500 in bonus crypto. What do you got to lose? It's amazing. So don't wait on this. Crypto created over 80,000 new millionaires last year. Why not you next? Visit turleytalkscrypto.com. That's turleytalkscrypto.com. Now, this immigration ruling is just the tip of the iceberg. The Supreme Court is simultaneously considering multiple other Trump administration victories that could reshape federal power permanently. Chief Justice John Roberts has already cleared the way for Trump to fire Federal Trade Commission members without cause, effectively dismantling the independent agency structure that's constrained presidential power for decades. And what that decision does is it basically overturns the 1935 precedent in Humphrey's Executor versus the United States. We talked about that decision on a number of other videos, but Humphrey's Executor had protected independent agency commissioners from being fired by the president. Remember, that came out of the FDR years, and FDR more or less is the beginning of the deep state, the administrative state. And Humphrey's Executor was one of the decisions that helped foster and fester the growth of that deep state. No more. It's gone.
It's just been more or less, and the critics have always said it was a blatantly unconstitutional ruling and it needed to be overturned. The Supreme Court just basically did that. And this is what the political left is ultimately freaking out over. You know, what we're witnessing is just a series of, it's not just a series of legal victories. It's a fundamental restructuring of the balance of power in American government. The Supreme Court's conservative majority is systematically removing judicial constraints on executive power that have existed for nearly a century, unjustifiably so. They're completely unconstitutional. Again, we've talked about this often on our channel, but the founding fathers envisioned a very robust, very strong, very powerful executive branch that could act swiftly and decisively through executive order. But it was, those orders were limited to the term of that president. The moment voters put in a new president, that same power can be used to literally wipe away all previous executive orders. So the only way the power of the presidency can be made permanent is through congressional legislation, which is deliberately designed to be slow and deliberative. So very powerful and decisive executive branch is actually an intrinsic part of our balance of powers, in that that power and decisiveness is limited to the temporality, the term of the president, and can be just as easily overturned by the next. So what the current Supreme Court is in fact doing is they are restoring the power of the presidency. The conservatives on the Supreme Court are working in tandem with Trump to basically revive and renew the constitutional power of the executive branch. And this latest immigration ruling particularly demonstrates this constitutional renaissance. And all you have to do is look at the reaction from Democrat officials and liberal advocacy groups to see, I mean, because that collective despair reveals just how seismic these victories are. Make no mistake, these Supreme Court victories are creating irreversible momentum for the Trump administration's agenda. This is absolutely amazing stuff. With the court's backing, federal immigration enforcement can now operate with a level of authority and scope that was unimaginable just months ago. And as Amy Coney Barrett has recently confirmed, the legal precedents being established here will outlast any single administration. The Supreme Court has spoken, and the message is clear. The Trump administration's vision of robust federal enforcement power isn't just legal, it is constitutionally mandated. This is the kind of decisive victory that transforms political landscapes and validates entire governing philosophies. For Trump supporters, this represents the ultimate validation. For the resistance, for whom obeying the law or enforcing the law is illegal, it's a crushing acknowledgement that their legal strategy has fundamentally failed. So what do you guys think? After all, you are the ones who are changing the world. Let me know in the comments below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. God bless. All right, gang, that's a wrap. Now, if you want the latest updates and some behind-the-scenes goodies, head on over to turley.pub/news and sign up for our newsletter. Big things are always coming.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the #1 news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.